Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to the Guardians of Destiny 2 podcast. Today, we're going to unpack the TWAB that just came out yesterday and some of the awesome information that's coming, not just from that, but from Game Informer, who's also covering Forsaken for the entire next month. The TWAB, of course, begins with announcing that Future War Cult won the last faction rally, which we all knew about. But what I didn't realize until I saw it was the breakdown of pledged players and the breakdown of faction ranks earned. And when I saw that, I was actually surprised the Future War Cult even won in the first place. Because if you look at percentage of total pledges, Dead Orbit actually had the most with 41%. But through hard work and dedication, at least it has to be that, Future War Cult managed to have still more faction ranks earned, coming in at 42% of all faction ranks earned. So I want to say a quick congratulations to all you hardcore Future War Cult fans who've been just dying to get them a win this entire time. You guys pulled it off against all odds. You worked your asses off and you made it happen. So congratulations. You guys did an amazing job. Next up, the TWAB gets into Gambit. And not just the fact that Gambit is coming to the game, but the fact that they're actually going to have a Gambit exhibition tournament at Guardian Con on July 13th, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Guardian Con main stage. Now, if you can't make it to Guardian Con, then don't worry because you'll be able to watch the action live on their Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/GuardianCon. Next up, the TWAB gets into the new schedule changes for the Prestige Raid layers for Eater of Worlds and Spire of Stars. It used to be that they were both going to come out at the exact same time the moment the update became available on July 17th. They've since changed that to a staggered release in which the Eater of Worlds Prestige Raid layer is going to come out 1 hour after reset on July 17th. That way you have an entire hour to download and install the update before World's First races actually begin. That way you'll be able to have a clean World's First race. And Spire of Stars is going to be the following day on July 18th at 10 a.m. Pacific time, which would have been the normal time except on the new day. So if you're looking to try for World's First on both Eater of Worlds and Spire of Stars, you no longer have to clone yourself and all your equipment to get it done. Now, they didn't give us a lot of specifics in terms of what to expect from the first set of modifiers or the first loadout, except for these hints. Number one, they say that the first modifier is a new one called Arsenal, and they just say that it's weird and that's all they're going to say about it. As for the loadout, the only hint they gave us was a quote from the TWAB, which says, "I've been looking out from my time-worn spire, and I feel an autumn wind blowing." So it's pretty obvious that it's going to have something to do with rapid-fire archetype pulse rifles, so make sure you have some of those on hand at max light. And the final part of this TWAB announces that starting today, Friday, July 6th, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, you're going to be able to earn 3x Valor rank all the way up until reset. So if you haven't gotten that Shax Exotic Ghost, this is a great time to go for it. That's going to do it for this week's TWAB. If you're new to this podcast, consider hitting that subscribe and or favorite button depending on which platform you're on. If you want to find me anywhere on the internet outside of the podcast, you can find me on YouTube as Geronibro, that's G-E-R-O-N-I-B-R-O, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Geronibro Games. Have a great rest of your weekend, and thanks for listening.